She's a very highly capable and well-educated, and she's a very poised individual. And I know that she would bring valuable insight and balance to the national conversation, really. So I have put that in with yourselves. And I think to have a fair and democratic process, it's vital that we keep maintaining the public confidence in our institutions and that they allow individuals to put themselves forward and independent candidates, that it doesn't just be run on party. Party advocates, put it that way.
And what is your take, Rebecca, or I suppose the Into's take on? We've seen last week that Fine Gael need to vote under the whip, that they can't make independent decisions. So if Maria Steen was to sit before Donegal County Council, three of the councillors automatically won't be following her.
Yes, and that's very unfortunate. Because I think that every individual is allowed to have their own opinion, and I think that they should be allowed to vote in whatever way they see possible for themselves, what's suitable for them and their values. And as we know, not everybody will think the same, not everybody will agree on the same issues, but it's very important that we be allowed to have our own opinions and to have our views on them. So the people should be able to, and especially the councillors, they should be able to make up their own mind. And there shouldn't be any force from their own party whip to make sure that they only vote a certain way.
And finally, Rebecca, what would be the most deeply held values for Into to see in a presidential candidate?
Well, we need someone who will be fair, who will be educated in their field, which she absolutely is. She knows the Constitution. She will understand the importance of upholding the Constitution, and that's something that we need very, very strongly in the Oireachtas and in the presidential position. And she's definitely the best candidate for that of all of the candidates that I can see so far. She's definitely the best.